The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance this is the first time you've ever heard of our program, we've been here around 25 years. We're heard on our podcast platform, traditional radio markets, and also Sirius XM. Our main missions on the program are always to make sure our education is number one and at the foremost part of what we do here. We like to lead people down the path of how they can live a healthier lifestyle, healthier life, and always informed with good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about our show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and make sure to visit our radio page so you can get more information on what we'll be covering today in the show.
That's right, Dr. Mark. And we are putting out a lot of content lately. I think we have now over 318 podcasts that we can offer to people. And we range from so many different topics. We're talking about all aspects of health, cognition, aging, what you eat, different fad diets you may want to avoid.
You know, when we're under stress, doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is, our body tries to respond to it, and often it does it very well. But when the stress is very chronic or the stress is very intense, that can lead to a breakdown in the communication system of the body, the stress hormones and stuff, and so that can lead to a lot of health issues.
Yeah, and we're going to focus on that today. We're going to talk about why you may have low energy, why your sleep is poor, why you may have issues losing weight, or just don't feel clearly in your thinking. Maybe you have a little bit of brain fog. So stick with us. We'll talk about that. Now, if you're a regular viewer or listener of the program, we always share a new fresh article that can be found under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, you wrote a follow-up article to an initial article you put out probably about 4 months ago, and we call it the Big Ivy Breakthrough. Now, we do have a new article called Big Ivy in the News Part 2. Do you mind telling us about it?
Well, absolutely. You know, with what we've been dealing with in the last couple of years, there's been different treatments offered. The biggest focus of medicine has been on vaccines, but there are other ways to help people, you know, with what's going on. And so I talked about a medication I refer to as Big Ivy. Now, I refer to it that way because if I use the actual term, certain platforms will... It seems like they'll shut you down. And, you know, as an integrative doctor, I use whatever I need to use to help patients. So when people have this acute, what I call C problem, we use what we have to use to help them get better. First, we typically use natural things to help their immune system, help them be more resistant. If they have the C problem, then we use natural treatments to help them with it. We'll use pharmaceutical treatments too. And so in this article, I talk about one of the pharmaceutical treatments, which is not being used mainstream, but being used a lot in other countries, being used a lot by integrative or holistic doctors here in America. And what I was able to show is if we look at mainstream medical journals, whether we go back to 2021, where they reviewed 15 trials using Big Ivy for the C problem, they found that it had a moderate effectiveness rate and large reductions in C-related deaths using Big Ivy, especially if used early in the clinical course of the disease. It can help to reduce the number of people progressing to a severe type of health problems with it. So, you know, that was very good. And then there's been a lot of recent studies since then. One was a recent analysis of 78 studies, and it found Big Ivy to be an effective treatment for the C problem, especially when used early. And that makes sense. You know, anytime you treat someone earlier, you're going to tend to get better results. But they found statistically there were significant improvements regarding mortality or death, ending up on a ventilator, intensive care unit admission, hospitalization, and recovery. So again, it's just one of those things people should be aware of. And I've given people an update on this.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for the update. We've heard a lot on people having a lot of great success. Again, we really want people, if you do the Big Ivy route, to be working with an integrative doctor or, a naturopathic MD. Would you recommend that, Dr. Mark, versus people going out on their own and just finding it wherever they can? really it needs to be prescribed by weight, right?
Yeah, that's right. The dosage is based on weight. And we do prescribe to patients both preventatively and therapeutically. So there's two different ways you can use it, or both ways. So we've had many patients do that, and it's really been very helpful. Now, of course, we do that in combination with good diet, proper sleep, using the right immune regulating supplements. Of course, I've written quite a bit on quercetin. I think is very important. Adequate vitamin C, certainly adequate vitamin D. So again, a comprehensive approach is really the best way to go with this C problem.
Definitely. I mean, we know that the C problem isn't going away. More and more people are being affected by it. And again, finding a way to kind of deal with the inflammatory response, right, Dr. Mark? Because is that really the issue when we're looking at it?
Yeah, too intense of a level for acute illness, yeah, can cause problems, you know, like with the lungs, for example. And then chronic inflammation, absolutely, can lead to degeneration and breakdown of different body systems. So we want to control the inflammation with diet, natural anti-inflammatory compounds like turmeric, like fish oil, vitamin C, quercetin, these types of things. And there's, you know, fancier things we do, like certain nutrient IVs and things like that. Now, the big IV is also used to reduce inflammation for long-term problems as well with the C problem.
That's really great, Dr. Mark. So grateful that you wrote this article. Again, you can pick it up at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Under the health breakthroughs, it is coined Big IV in the News, Part 2. If you have questions and perhaps would want to become a patient, you can learn more at markstangler.com. That's MarkStangler, markstangler.com, or call 855-DOC-MARK. We'll be right back after the break to talk more on your health and really focus on adrenal dysfunction.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Hi, listeners. Kelly here. Did you know that there's been a leap of technology regarding superfoods? Research has shown that plants from the ocean, such as seaweeds, are among the most nutritionally dense and health-promoting foods humans can consume. SeaVeg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. SeaVeg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Using SeaVeg supplements daily is an effortless way to be proactive about your health. Call SeaVeg at 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or online at buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
We have a very interesting topic today. We're going to talk a lot about the adrenals, adrenal dysfunction, maybe some signs and symptoms that people are dealing with out there. And I know, Dr. Mark, you've been in practice, over 26 years. And this is a category that's been very, very interesting. I think if you go to mainstream, a lot of those doctors are like, oh, adrenal dysfunction isn't real. But you've tested so many patients throughout those years and really know that it is real. So it has to be frustrating for you when maybe a patient comes in and they've been dealing with this issue for 8 or 9 months and couldn't get help anywhere else, come to you and you're able to get them right back on track. Can you talk a little bit about that before we get into telling people really what the adrenal glands are?
Well, that's true. In conventional medicine, there's really not much recognition on the term adrenal dysfunction. There's an older term called adrenal fatigue, which in their vernacular would equate to adrenal insufficiency. So that is a condition which does occur in some people where they're so burnt out, they really can't function and they need some support with adrenal hormones. And so that does happen with some patients. We do see that occasionally, but it's not near as common as what I would call adrenal dysfunction. And that's basically revolving around the concept that our body has this intricate communication system in dealing with stress and the environment and the internal environment. And so what we have is we have this system where our brain and nervous system, as well as our internal organs, take information from the outside world that makes its way through the nervous system to different components of the brain. The brain interprets it and it has an output type response, messaging other parts of the body and how to respond. So basically we have the brain, then also within the head we have the pituitary gland. So there's messages from parts higher up in the brain to the pituitary gland. If you went straight between the eyes and went back, you'd hit the pituitary gland. And then from there we have other glands. You know, you have the thyroid, you've got the testicles, men, ovaries, and women. But both sexes have the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are what we often refer to as our stress glands. And so they release different stress hormones to help our body deal with all different types of stress. People may have heard of certain ones like adrenaline, known as epinephrine, norepinephrine. We have ones like dopamine, cortisol, people usually have heard about. And then there's other ones like DHEA, pregnenolone, other ones we've talked about on other shows. And so our body uses these adrenal hormones, which have wide-ranging effects and essentially affect all the tissue organs in the body. And so they have roles such as modulating inflammation, modulating the immune system, blood sugar regulation, mood control, cognitive function, energy production. It affects your digestion and urinary health, how you can recover from exercise. All the hormone regulation is indirectly affected by these hormones. Your metabolism. We also go into even the things like muscle, joint, and skin health. So you can see how these stress hormones, they have functions in helping to maintain or create health in all these tissues.
That's really a good explanation on that, Dr. Mark. Thank you for doing that, especially because so many of those things start to break down as we begin to age, and then mix in, you know, high stress levels that are continuous. And boy, after age 40, I think everybody understands and learns the word cortisol, because that's what really, when that's not regulated, and especially if DHEA is not helping to regulate that, Dr. Mark, that's where we start to see that big puffiness around the midsection. And again, the multitude of other things that you kind of had mentioned. And so when we're talking about the role of the adrenal glands, and I know that you mentioned some, how is it equating to our hormones? Is there a hormone that goes hand in hand with the adrenal glands? Are there certain things that we need to look at when it comes to that?
Yeah, so the adrenals, and there's different components of your adrenal glands. Actually, it's quite complex and sophisticated, but you mentioned cortisol. So our body will release cortisol in response to many different things, you know, stress, infection, inflammation, injury, things of this nature. And so cortisol will help hype up the immune system. It'll get your heart rate up, your blood sugar levels up. It'll help you produce energy better by the effects on blood sugar regulation. And that's all good. You know, we have to realize we use these terms stress hormones often as something that's negative, but you couldn't live without them. So they're actually very beneficial. But like you said, if the cortisol is at high levels over long periods of time because the perceived stress is high, then you kind of over time you'll get a breakdown in the body. So high levels are not good over time. And so that's one of the downsides of the high cortisol. So over time, high levels too long, you get a breakdown in the immune system. You get a breakdown of the tissues in your body, a breakdown of your brain, a breakdown of your immune system. So it's all about balance. So all these hormones, whether it be cortisol, DHEA, pregnenolone, adrenaline, it's all about balance. Too low is a problem and too high is a problem.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are trying to find that balance out there, especially with that chronic stress, as you alluded to, Dr. Mark. You know, we're going to have stress in our life. There's no way not to. I mean, you know, we all want to try to have positive attitudes, but when the body's not working properly, it can cause some issues. One thing I wanted to ask you, Dr. Mark, was about the adrenal glands. And do they work in isolation like other glands do? Or how does that kind of work when we're referring to the adrenal glands?
Yeah, no, not at all. So they're part of that large communication system. Now, the fancy term used in medicine in terms of this larger stress response is called the limbic hypothalamic pituitary axis. So that's just a fancy way of saying messaging. Yeah, it's just a way of saying messaging from your brain, parts of your brain that then go out to your adrenal glands. So like I said, your brain's kind of like the computer taking all the information and sending out messages, sending messages to your adrenal glands. And so, you know, we have these very sophisticated areas of our brain which take the information, process it, and then give an output or a response to it. And so, again, you have to remember parts of the brain. This includes like emotional response as well. It's not just mental, but emotional responses as well will create a response. So any type of stressor, you know, our body is going to deal with one way or the other, and that information gets to our brain to be processed, and we release the hormones. So in the short run, our adrenal glands mainly release adrenaline, known as epinephrine, and another one called noradrenaline, known as norepinephrine. And these hormones from our adrenal glands also act as neurotransmitters. So they're messengers within the nervous system. And so the short-term response of these hormones and messengers is that they increase heart rate, blood pressure. That's why maybe you almost got in a car accident and your pulse is really up and you're, you know, really hyped up. It stimulates your liver to break down glucose stores known as glycogen, so you have better energy supply. It dilates the bronchioles in your lungs, so you can get better oxygenation, and increases your metabolic rate. Now, if it's long-term stress, our brain releases different signals to the adrenal glands. And like I said, then we start releasing things, all sorts of hormones. I won't get into all the details, but they affect many different things. They affect your blood sugar regulation. They affect how you control inflammation, immunity. They even have antioxidant effects. So things like DHA and cortisol, some of the ones we talked about. They even affect things like our mineral balance, like sodium and potassium balance, for example. So there's all sorts of different hormones that are released to help the body to respond to stress.
Yeah, the body's got a lot to do. I mean, you know, we got a lot of different moving parts in there trying to keep things going properly. Let's talk a little bit about, before we go to the break, some of the long-term stress. You know, when we're dealing with something mm-hmm. about long-term stress in the adrenals, how does that kind of, you know, play a heavy load on our body?
Yeah, the long-term stress and creating this adrenal dysfunction. And I, again, when I use the term adrenal dysfunction, that's in relationship to this whole communication system, parts of your brain to your stress glands and all the components involved. But again, there's many things that can be affected long-term when there's dysfunction. So you can have predisposition to autoimmune disease. Fatigue is a very common one. Brain fog or lack of mental clarity. People can have things like hair loss, you know, with chronic stress, adrenal dysfunction. You can get muscle and bone loss. You know, one of the symptoms you see a lot, you just talk to the patient and they just can't seem to handle regular amounts of stress like they're able to handle before. It just seems overwhelming. You can get all sorts of different hormone imbalances because the stress hormones affect all the other hormones in the body. It could be the testosterone in men. It could be the thyroid in men and women. It could be the menstrual cycle in women, things of that nature. Imbalance in the stress hormones can lead to insulin resistance. So prediabetes, diabetes, weight gain, things like that. People can get things even like vertigo affecting, you know, parts of the brain and inner ear that could be related to vertigo. You could be more prone to infections. You can get changes in your skin. Your immune system won't work as well. Like I mentioned, autoimmunity, but you could be more prone to infections as well. You can't control your weight as well. A lot of people develop sleep disorders. For example, like when your cortisol is high at night and maybe your DHEA is low, you can have insomnia. People can have digestive symptoms like diarrhea, nausea. You can have low blood pressure if some of the hormones have gotten too low. And there's all sorts of mental emotional conditions people can have. You definitely can be much more prone to things like depression and anxiety, studies have shown. Other conditions could be affected. Things even like fibromyalgia. I mentioned hypothyroid, asthma. And so you can see it's just there's so many. Everything basically can be affected to some degree.
Yeah, that's a lot out there. And a lot of people are dealing with those situations. And I know that when I had it a number of years ago, very quickly, I got the Hashimoto's diagnosis. So you wonder if burning that candle at both ends and led to that, or if that was something that was meant to be genetic-wise. Either way, you know, when you go through things like that, the brain fog is what really got a hold of me. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and, you know, tell people some things that they need to know, the difference between adrenal dysfunction and adrenal fatigue, and some maybe workarounds on how to manage these situations. Go and visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Hit the health breakthroughs. Learn a little bit more about what we're discussing today. Right back after the break.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. He's teaching us all about adrenal dysfunction, some of the things that can attribute to it, some signs and symptoms to look at, the roles of the adrenal glands within the body, and just really sharing some wonderful information with us. Again, if this is the first time you've come across our program, you can always learn more about us and sign up for our free newsletter at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, again, for years we've heard things like adrenal fatigue, but we haven't heard much about adrenal dysfunction. Would you mind telling us a little bit about the two and how they differentiate?
Yeah, a lot of people have heard the term adrenal fatigue. It became popular years ago. Dr. James Wilson, who's a naturopathic doctor, he published a book in 2001, which is pretty popular. It was called Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Stress Syndrome. And so basically he's talking a lot of the concepts I'm talking about today. We have more science on what's going on in terms of what I'm telling you. But, you know, it was pretty good for its time. Now, the conventional medical establishment, they're not too thrilled about the term. And so they don't like the term adrenal fatigue. But interestingly, in medicine, they used to have a term called hypo, means low, adrenia, or low adrenals. And so they used to use that term. Nowadays, they use a term called adrenal insufficiency. So in one way, they're both kind of right. I mean, I think Dr. Wilson's talked about in general, like I am, in terms of adrenal dysfunction. Your adrenals could be too low, they could be too high, they could be a mixture, depending on what's going on with the person. Conventional medicine mainly just addresses extremely low function of the adrenals, like disease low, where you can't even basically function, like adrenal insufficiency, and a person needs cortisol, maybe other hormone replacement. And so they're kind of both talking the same, although Wilson's talking more in generalities. And I think the term I've been using is adrenal dysfunction. I think that's a better term. And it covers the whole kind of realm of what can happen with stress hormone balance, because there can be all sorts of different scenarios that are going on. So I think, you know, people use both terms. I think adrenal dysfunction is probably the better way to go. And then a very small percent of people have a disease called adrenal insufficiency, which does require medical treatment.
Yeah, I think adrenal dysfunction is a way better term, only because, as you pointed out, Dr. Mark, you rattled off before the break 10 to 12 things that people can be dealing with it, and not all of that is fatigue driven. So thank you for pointing that out and kind of explaining the difference between the two. And again, talking about stress, I'd really like to focus on the epidemic of stress in the 21st century. What are you seeing out there, Dr. Mark? I'm sure you've seen the same patients for many, many years and seeing that maybe the last couple of years has taken a toll on them. What can you lend to that, Dr. Mark?
Well, very true. And even before, we had this health issue going on the last 2 years, the World Health Organization stated that stress is the health epidemic of the 21st century. So that was even before what was going on. So you can't even imagine what's happening now. And of course, we see that. We see the rates of anxiety, depression, suicide, all these nasty things going on with people. And so stress is really, causing problems. But we have to remember the ability for one to be able to respond to stress in their world, it has major health implications for them because we all have to deal with stress. And so fortunately, our body has mechanisms designed to help us adapt and perform under stress. Now, if that stress for that individual becomes too intense, becomes too chronic, then there can be an unhealthy response over time by the person and the body. And that, again, makes you more susceptible to, physical illnesses, psychological illnesses, and things like that. And there's a term called allostasis, and that's used to describe the body's response to stress and the process whereby one, basically adapts to change. And so we all have what's called an allostatic load, and that means the amount of stress that one experiences, how much they can handle before it causes damage to the body. And everyone's different. We're different genetically, we're in different environments and all that, but thankfully God has designed us so that, we have the ability to be resilient to all different types of stress, mental, emotional, physical, and all that. So the only issue is, we're not perfect. We live in a fallen world, so if we have an inadequate response to stressors over time, that can lead to a lot of the symptoms I described, or it can lead to disease. Now, we know studies are very clear that there's also a lot of burnout from the workplace where stress isn't managed properly. And that's very common in America for that to happen. So when that happens, people get exhausted, depleted. They can feel really negative. And so this has been recognized in medicine.
And when people feel like that, they tend to go into a negative space. Maybe they start consuming too much alcohol. Maybe their cravings for sugar go up and they're eating more fast food and they're not really giving the body enough of what it needs of the healthy diets and the greens and all that great stuff. Dr. Mark, is that something we should talk about? I mean, we can't ever do a show without talking about food. Don't you think we should maybe tell them to lay off sugar and maybe a little bit of booze if they're dealing with something like this?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, nutrition often is the foundation to our resiliency, our ability to handle stress. And so the foods we eat can either increase our resistance to stress or decrease it because everything's interconnected. The nutrients that we get, the ability to supply a regular supply of energy to our cells, all this plays a major role in how we handle stress. And so sometimes people forget that they're under certain types of stresses that are non-physical, and they forget that really focusing on improving the health of their diet, getting in, a balanced diet, vegetables, fruits, possibly seafood, healthy proteins, complex carbohydrates, olive oil, nuts, limiting the red meat, things like that, for a lot of people will help increase their resistance to stress. And in America, as you know, people get way too much caffeine, way too much alcohol, way too much sugar, which leads to breakdown in the body and hinders our ability to respond to stress well.
That's right, Dr. Mark. And then we're seeing more energy drinks out there. We're seeing doubling up. And again, we don't have any issues. If you want to drink a couple cups of coffee, go for it, throughout the day. I think there's been positive studies out there on caffeine, if it's, again, moderated and not a pot a day or something like that. But you don't have a caffeine deficiency. So if you're relying on caffeine to get you through the day every single day, that's maybe something that somebody should take a look at, Dr. Mark, because that could be something that has to do with the adrenals, would you say?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people use caffeine as a drug. I mean, there's nothing problematic. And actually, studies show it can be very healthy having some higher quality coffee and caffeine during the day. But when you're relying on it just to be able to function, to produce energy, that's a sign there's a deeper problem going on in the body. That can be a sign of adrenal dysfunction. You may be having blood sugar swings. I mean, caffeine does a few things other than stimulating the nervous system, stimulating some of the production of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. It also stimulates the release of glucose from the liver. It gets your blood sugar up temporarily, drops down again, and then you want another boost to get it up. And so caffeine is the world's most commonly used drug. So if you use it in a balanced fashion, it can be very good, very healthy, have good quality of life. But for one of these people drinking multiple cups of coffee a day to keep going, then yes, you're not only masking a problem, but you're weakening your body, really. You're weakening the underlying problem by just stimulating the adrenals, stimulating, getting the stimulant effect constantly. And so you're actually creating imbalance, more imbalance with that adrenal dysfunction.
Yeah, and that's not good, because then the body's having to work harder and harder and you're just getting deeper in a hole. And look, we talk all about nutritional supplements, healthy eating, but there's a place for pharmaceuticals as well. Is this something that tends to be treated right out the gate with some type of pharmaceutical intervention? Or what do you do when you see something or a nice patient come along who's been dealing with this issue for years or even months? How do you and Dr. Angela at the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine help that patient get through this?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. First, we'll see how bad their symptoms are. We'll do lab testing as well, so we can test a lot of their stress hormones. And so if they're like a mild to moderate case or a problem with adrenal dysfunction, then usually we work on stress reduction techniques, you know, prayer, neurofeedback, counseling could be helpful, regular exercise, but not too heavy where one can't recover and it actually depletes them. Making sure they have quality sleep, for example. So a lot of diet and lifestyle factors, very important. Herbal extracts. There's been some really good research on certain herbal extracts showing that they help to balance out the stress hormones. They help with energy. They help with stress. They help with depression and all those types of things. Now, if patients are more moderate to severe in terms of their symptoms and signs, and they have depleted hormones. So let's say like their DHA is really low, or maybe their pregnenolone is really low, maybe even their cortisol is low. We may need to give them those hormones combined with the other supplements, the diet and lifestyle factors, to get them better more quickly and get their quality of life back. And then over time, you know, we probably won't need to use those hormonal replacement therapies.
Yeah, but what a blessing to get them back on the road to recovery. I mean, I even read a testimonial from a patient of yours from a couple of years ago who said that she'd have to go sit in her car at lunchtime to sleep because she was just so fatigued and couldn't figure it out until she came to your office and then was able to understand she had adrenal dysfunction. And to share her story about how she just could play with the grandkids again and be more active and more present is really just a game changer. And this is pre-pandemic. So you wonder what, like you said, Dr. Mark, the toll that this is, putting on families now when people are constantly just been in a state of, you know, fight or flight for the last couple of years. So we'll talk a little bit more about it. But again, if people would like to learn more about you, they can do so at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, spend some time there. Download a couple of the podcasts when you have a few minutes. And if you have a question for us, feel free. There is a way to connect with us. We'll be right back after the break.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation, talking all things adrenal dysfunction, the difference between adrenal fatigue, some of the incidents people are dealing with out there, whether it be sleep disorders, not feeling their best, brain fog, memory issues, depression, asthma. So many things can be contributed to dealing with adrenal dysfunction. Dr. Mark, before the break, we were talking about how things are managed at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine when you're seeing patients dealing with this particular situation, and the incidence and the high incidence that we're seeing and the increase amounts of it going on out there. Now, when we talk about it, we've talked diet and lifestyle, some modifications we can make with that, incorporating small amounts of exercise until you can get yourself around the bend if you're dealing with adrenal dysfunction, some tests that you perform there at your center. But what about, I vaguely heard you mention herbal solutions. What are we talking about with that? I know that you have a really good adrenal formula, adrenal wellness. What did you put in that to kind of help your patients get out of this situation?
You know, other cultures around the world, for a long time, they have used herbal medicines, herbal supplements, if you will, to help balance out the messaging system of the body to help adrenal gland function. And there's many modern studies that have confirmed that. And the term, and it's a very interesting term used in herbal medicine, it's called adaptogens. Now, the European Medicines Agency, which is very mainstream, they define this term as substances that have the capacity to normalize body functions and strengthen systems compromised by stress. They are reported to have a protective effect on health against a wide variety of environmental assaults and emotional conditions. So, very interesting that they acknowledge what's going on with this research. So, I have ashwagandha, rhodiola, and eleutherococcus, sometimes referred to as Siberian ginseng. And ashwagandha and rhodiola have some very, very powerful and interesting studies on them. And of course, ashwagandha has been used in Indian Ayurvedic medicine for, you know, thousands of years. But it has several human studies published showing it benefits as an adaptogen. And so in one study, it was shown in people with a history of chronic stress to improve their resistance to stress and quality of life scores. And this was based on questionnaires. And what they found in the study, when they took ashwagandha extract, like we have in our product, the perceived stress by the participants was reduced by 44%.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, and what else, Kelly, was very interesting. After 60 days, cortisol levels were reduced by almost 28% compared to the baseline of 8% of those in the placebo group. So very, very powerful in that study. Another study was double-blind, placebo-controlled, and they used the ashwagandha extract twice daily. And they found in that study there's a 79% reduction in fatigue. In other words, it increases energy levels. But what I found most interesting, besides that, you know, very beneficial effect for energy, people also had reductions in stress, anxiety, irritability, the inability to concentrate, and forgetfulness. And these factors did not improve in the placebo group. And again, they found significant reductions in cortisol and elevations in DHA, which is normally what we see with a lot of people that are doing very poorly with chronic stress. So that's the ashwagandha, you know, very, very powerful in helping to correct that adrenal dysfunction. This unique designed phytochemicals, if you will, that you find in some of these herbs, which God has designed, quite amazing effects on the human body.
Right. And you didn't just use any ashwagandha out there. You used a very special branded form that has a lot of clinical studies, as you were alluding to and sharing.
When we're really trying to get a strong therapeutic effect, we're using these standardized extracts where they're a lot more concentrated than what you get in the normal you know, type of herb that you may purchase, like get in a tea or something like that. So we're using these extracts, which are much more concentrated. The one we use is 8 times more concentrated than what you get in normal ashwagandha. So we use one called Sensoril. It's a branded type you find in the published study. So, you know me, I always like to duplicate what the studies did. You know, we're not guessing as to how they will work with somebody.
Right. You can't guess. When you're dealing with the amount of patients you are for as long as you have, you know, they want results and they want you to figure out and be the health detective you always are to get them back on the right path. And, you know, another thing that you put in this formulation is royal jelly.
Royal jelly has been used for many years in Chinese medicine. And it's interesting. It is rich in B vitamins, like vitamin B5, known as pantothenic acid. And that you need to make stress hormones. And so it's just something that's been used historically as, you know, good nutritional composition to it. And so it is one of the things we use in the formula.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I've used this formula, and I can tell you I'm very sensitive to any stimulants or get jittery over weird things. Never had that with this formulation. So what is it about it that can help give energy, but also to help people sleep better? It's a very intuitive formula, Dr. Mark, where we hear that quite a bit from the users is, heck, I can't figure out why I have more energy throughout the day, but I'm also sleeping better at night. What can you lend to that?
Yeah, it's there's a couple of factors why that is. But basically, it comes down to it has a balancing effect on the major stress hormones in the body. And when you balance out those stress hormones, like the cortisol, like the DHEA, then the body can produce energy better naturally. You're not using it as a stimulant. It balances the cortisol out so it's not too high at night, creating insomnia, for example. So yes, as I mentioned before, because these stress hormones affect everything in the body, when you balance them out, they allow the body to function like it was designed. And so better energy production, better mood, better memory, better recovery from exercise and all those types of things. Like, for example, we also use rhodiola rosea, which has over 200 published studies on it, its clinical use and its chemistry. And it has a long history of use in Russian medicine, actually, as an adaptogen, used by athletes, used by people in the services and things like that. And it's been shown to improve physical work capacity, and shorten recovery time between high bouts of intense exercise. It has anti-inflammatory responses. It's been shown to help psychological symptoms when people are under stress as well. This has actually been studied quite a bit in like students and helping with memory and anxiety. And so they have these adaptogenic properties. They help the body to balance out. Very, very interesting.
Again, people can read more up on this article that we have on the website at America's Natural Doctor under the health breakthroughs. Another product that you like to tell people to take, there's actually two companion products that kind of go really well with adrenal wellness, and that's your Super B Complex, Dr. Mark, and your sleep wellness. Why is that like the three MVPs when it comes to getting your life back together after adrenal dysfunction?
Yeah, well, there's several B vitamins involved in energy production and also helping the body deal with stress and that your adrenal glands need. So your adrenal glands do use several of the B vitamins to produce the stress hormones. And of course, a lot of people are low in energy and they're low in B vitamins from all the high stress, from all the caffeine, overconsumption, too much alcohol, that depletes the B vitamins. Now, sleep, so many people have problems with sleep. And as I tell patients, usually if they come in with stress and fatigue and things like that, usually in the first 5 minutes, I do ask about their sleep because insomnia is so common nowadays that I tell patients it's a limiting factor. We can do all the right things with your diet and nutrients and all that, but if your sleep isn't doing well, we're going to have limited improvements. So we have to get that sleep on track. When you're not sleeping, your body cannot regenerate at night. And that includes your adrenal glands. That includes your endocrine system, that messaging system in the body. And so your body will not be able to recover. And so sleep is critical. You have to address a sleep problem for people that are stressed out or have fatigue problems. It's one of the primary things we have to address right from the get-go.
Great point. And, you know, Dr. Mark, you formulate a lot of great products. You have for many, many years. Those products are used by the patients of yours at the Spangler Center for Integrative Medicine. Recently, in the last couple of months, we made that store available to our listeners, and people can learn more if they go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click shop. Now, this week, we highlighted adrenal dysfunction, so obviously, we want our listeners to learn more about adrenal wellness, the Super B Complex you just talked about. I know we originally didn't talk about it, but I think if you're okay with it, Dr. Mark, I'd like to be able to extend a discount as well to the sleep wellness to the listeners today so they can try some of these products that are science-backed, formulated, used in a clinical setting. Would you be okay if we gave them a little discount today?
Yeah, good idea.
All right. So anybody who goes to our store, which is actually drstangler.com, drstangler.com, or you can go to America's Natural Doctor, click on shop. You can purchase the Adrenal Wellness, the Super B Complex, or you can get the Sleep Wellness for 15% off. The code is STRESS, 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 something probably a lot of people won't forget that code, Dr. Mark, because they're dealing with it every day while we're doing shows like this. But spend a little bit of time. If you're driving and you can't write this down, click on the radio section of americasnaturaldoctor.com. We always have the code on there for you. This code will only work for 3 to 5 days from the airing, so just know if you're hearing this, 6 months later, that code may not work. So take advantage of the discount. Again, you can get 15% off Adrenal Wellness, Sleep Wellness, and Super B Complex by using the code STRESS at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, always fun doing shows with you. I love that you educate our listeners on ways they can better find balance in their life. I really appreciate the time you gave us today.
Hey, thank you, Kylie. Good to be with you again.
Always good to do these shows. Listeners, have a happy and healthy week. We'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.